Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Klal Yud, which is Hichos Talmud Torah, and we're holding in Simen Vav. From here to the end of the Klal, basically the Chayodim discusses some of the significance and importance of learning Torah. It's not so much the halachas element, but more to the understanding of how significant learning Torah is and how seriously we should take it. So in Klal Bavli says, "Tchilas dinah shel adam al talmud Torah, v'acher kach al shar ma'aseh." The Gemara says that "Poter mayim reishis modern," that which a person who has poter himself, he relieved himself from mayim from the word of Torah, reishis modern, that's the first thing he'll be judged about in Shemayim. Tosfos asks a question. We find other Gemaras would say that if there's a sof shel avonos mikovetz barosh, and the Gemara says that gezel is kovetz barosh. Gezel goes first, not the bittul Torah, but rather gezel. So Tosfos asks the question. It's in Hedron in the first parak. But the Tosfos says there's a question of being kovetz that is going to raise the question. But in regards to the question that Shemayim asked the person first, is whether a person learned. Whether a person learned Torah in the times he was able to learn Torah, whether he did that appropriately, he used his time wisely or not. Simon Zion, Loelim Yasek Adam B'Torah Afilo Shelo Lishma Tano Sheikh Yabdeyu B'Chei Gavno Shemitach Shelo Lishma Baal Lishma. A person should learn Torah Shelo Lishma, which means even though he's learning it because he wants to get the honor and respect that knowing Torah affords him, that's a valid reason to learn, because we know that even though the real purpose of learning Torah is lishma, to get to know the Kodesh Baruch Hu through the Torah, understand the Bershom's Ratzon, which is expressed in the Torah. But we have a Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is difficult to overcome. The Shelo Lishma is we're using the Yetzirah's own tactics against him and saying, well, the Yetzirah says, I want Kavod. Great, I'll get Kavod, but I'll get Kavod through learning Torah. Shemitach Shelo Lishma Baal Lishma. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains that Shemitach Shelo Lishma Baal Lishma doesn't mean that through learning Shelo Lishma you'll come to Lishma, but in the Shelo Lishma, once you start, even if you start because of Shelo Lishma, but the final result will be that a person, once you start learning, in that session of learning itself, what's going to happen is the person is going to get into the geshmak of learning. And now, at that point in time, his learning will be by nature will be lishma. So, in the midst of the shalom lishma, there is lishma. But if a person is learning to use the Torah as a way to compete with other people and to overcome them and insult them and put them down, to shorten them literally, so that using the Torah for that purpose. So Chazal said, that's not a valid shalom lishma. That's using the Torah for negative purposes. It's better you should not have been born, not to have undertaken such a usage of the Torah. Simeches, ain't the return miskaimin elam mimisha misrapa atzma maleim. Excuse me, ain't the return miskaimin mimisha misrapa atzma maleim. The return will not take root and remain with a person who does not learn diligently. They're learning and they're indulging themselves while they're learning. He's willing to the Mishnah says the person that the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that means that he's willing to do that if necessary. He's willing to go as far as possible and far as necessary to learn Torah, even if it means he has to be mamis atzmaleh. He's willing to put the extra effort of losing sleep, physical effort, and the final result will be that he'll absorb Torah. A person does it quietly, doesn't flaunt himself, will become a chacham. A person who expresses verbally what he's learning, like we spoke about this at the Ikir Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is to be done verbally. A person reads quietly. The nature is he will forget what he's learning. The Russian promises, if you learn a Beis Medrash or Beis HaKnesses, a person will not forget his learning easily. So it's much better to, if you can get out of your house and get to a place to learn, so a person should, Beis HaKnesses or Beis Medrash, a person should do so. If because of that he's not going to learn, or he's going to learn more minimally, because he's, it's a long, very long trip, over there would make more sense that the person should stay home, and this way he'll be able to learn much more. But everything else being equal, the person should make sure that he goes to Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash to learn, to have the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his learning will be learning which he's able to remember. Have a good morning.